This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, we'll check in on both the Cal Tire Western Conference Final between Kamloops and Portland and the Husky WHL Eastern Conference Final. It's the Battle of Alberta, Edmonton, and Calgary. Ty Ratty of the Portland Winterhawks will stop by, as will Calgary Hitmen head coach Mike Williamson. Plus, a chat with WHL Director of Officiating Kevin Minch. Well, he scored 11 goals in the first two rounds of the WHL playoffs. Ty Ratty of the Portland Winterhawks, our guest on WHL This Week. Ty, your playoffs to date so far, you were pushed by Everett, but you had a relatively easy time over Spokane in four straight. Break down the playoffs so far for the Hawks.
It's been exciting, really. I think Everett showed a lot of character in the series against us, and they showed the WHL that they weren't an easy team to play. So first two rounds have been good for us, and we're preparing for Kamloops, and we're excited for Friday.
What do you expect from Kamloops? Second straight time these teams have met in the postseason. Last year it went seven. How would you break the series down?
It's going to be a good series. I think we're a very evenly matched team. They got good offense with good D and a really good goalie. So going over meetings all week and trying to find ways to beat them. And like I said, we're looking forward to Friday.
You guys have 15 players that played in that series from last season, you being one of them. What do you recall from that series, and what do you expect to carry over from that best of seven?
Obviously, coming out to that 3-0 start last year, and then them storming back showed a lot of character in their part. And like I said, they're a highly offensive team and good transition team. So it's going to be an exciting series, and I think the series is going to go six or seven games again, and it's going to be a fun one to play in.
Ty, you and J.C. LaPone got mixed up a little bit in that series last year, but you since played World Juniors together for Canada over in Russia. Talk about that and now playing against him, now the fact that you know the guy away from the ice.
Yeah, I know J.C. is a good guy, and we joked about it a little bit during World Juniors, and it was just a playoff hockey player, so no blood spilled over or anything like that. We're still friends off the ice, but at the same time, both of us want to move on to WHL finals, and we're going to put our friendship aside for those reasons.
Ty, your line gets a lot of attention along with Brendan Leipzig and Nick Petan. How have you coped with that, and how have you guys managed knowing that you're front and center on the other team's game plan each night?
Yeah, I think we just can't get too frustrated. I think we know teams are going to try and hit us and play physical against our line. We're a bit of a smaller line, but we got to wait for our chances, stay disciplined, stay focused, and keep working.
Ty, appreciate your time on WHL This Week. Good luck in the conference finals.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Over 20% of the players in the National Hockey League are graduates of the WHL, cementing it as the undisputed leader in developing professional NHL-caliber talent. Former Vancouver Giant, NHLer Evander Kane.
I chose the Western Hockey League because it's the best way to get to the NHL, and it's the best league in the world.
2-on-1, Bufflin, Kane scores! Kane left all alone, 1-0 Jets.
Edmonton Oilers goaltender and former Kamloops Blazer, Devin Dubnyk.
To get to that level of play at that age when I was 16, just to get in not just the play, but the schedule and the mentality, the professional mentality, the coaches, the management, to get all that at such a young age and then progress through it, it was everything for my career and certainly a great experience. I'm glad I went that way.
Prince Albert Raider and first-round NHL pick of the Chicago Blackhawks, Mark McNeil.
I chose the Western Hockey League simply because I believe it's the number one development league in the world. I think that not only develops professional players, but professional people too.
The WHL, it's your time.
Mike Williamson, the head coach of the Calgary Hitmen, takes his team into battle against the Edmonton Oil Kings in the Eastern Conference Final. Mike, I look at your opening two rounds, and you've won both series in five games, and that might be a bit misleading. I know Swift Current and Red Deer really, really pushed you guys.
Yeah, I think we've kind of said that those series ended a little bit quicker than if one would think. If you saw the games, they were tight games, a bunch of overtime games, a lot of hockey, and we just feel good about getting through.
How have you got it done? You've now won eight of your first 10 playoff games, three of those in overtime, and how are the Hitmen finding ways to win?
Well, for the most part, we've played pretty solid. We've gotten some very, very good goaltending from Chris Dreger, and our guys have found ways to win hockey games, scoring timely goals, and just playing pretty solid playoff hockey. So there's been hasn't been any one way, I guess. We found a bunch of different ways to win hockey games, and so far so good.
Battle of Alberta. Everyone is anticipating this matchup in the East, and it was a matchup that some thought might happen, as early as November or December when the two teams separated themselves. This will be a tough matchup. Edmonton's good, but you can maybe draw something from the season series. You guys won the 6-game season series against the Oil Kings.
We had some success early on. We played all 6 games before Christmas, so I think the two teams have grown or even changed quite a bit. So, you can't put too much on that, but we're excited. We know Edmonton's obviously a top team and the defending champs, and they're a top team and finished where they did for a reason. So we're excited to have the opportunity. We're confident in our team, but know it's going to take a big effort.
How do you play against this team? How do you go into this series and beat this club? Because you're like your team, they're good in all 3 spots on the ice.
Yeah, they are. They're a very deep team. Certainly, their experience lends itself to them having some success. I think the biggest thing for us is, like I said, we feel confident in our hockey team, but know that it's going to take a big effort, and it's going to take each and every guy really stepping up and playing well. If we have a player or two that doesn't give it their best, or we have lapses in games, it's going to be tough to beat that team.
Had a little bit of a week off or so here, healthy heading into the conference finals?
Yeah, for the most part, we've got a few bumps and bruises. We've had a couple guys through the first 2 series get some injuries and get knocked out, but we feel that the depth of our team has been pretty important to us all year long, so it's an opportunity for some other guys to step up.
Hey, Mike, we appreciate your time here on WHL this week. Thanks, and good luck against the Oil Kings.
Thanks a lot.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanout Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Well, the WHL has announced the Eastern and Western WHL Player of the Year nominees. Swift Current Broncos captain Adam Lowry will represent the East. The power forward scored 45 goals and added 43 assists. He led the Broncos to the playoffs for the first time since the 2009-10 season. The WHL Eastern Conference first team All-Star just signed an entry-level deal with the Winnipeg Jets. Lowry was a third-round selection of Winnipeg in the 2011 NHL Entry Draft. Tri-City Americans forward Justin Fazer will represent the West. The Americans captain scored 44 goals and added 62 helpers for 106 points. He also took over the WHL's all-time Ironman record in February, playing in a record 312 straight games. The winner will be announced at the WHL Awards Luncheon May 1st in Calgary.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The director of officiating for the Western Hockey League is Kevin Minch. As the teams pare down in the WHL playoffs, so do the officials as well. Kevin, talk about where you're at now, as I know that you like to get some of the top officials and reward them here with the conference finals as the playoffs move forward.
Sure, John. Yeah, what we do, even before we start the playoffs, the expectation is that we'll be reducing the number of officials that are working. We reward the officials that are doing the best job, so going into the final month of the season, we reduce our staff. And then for each round of the playoffs as well, we reduce our staff. And as we go into the third round now, we'll have 10 referees and 12 linesmen working.
You lose officials every year as well, because not only is the Western Hockey League a development league for players, but I guess the same holds true for officials.
We lose officials this time of year. Yeah, we actually, during the course of the season, we have officials that attend a variety of events, whether it's World Junior Championships, the U17 tournament, the World Championships. Certainly one of the things that our officials strive for is to be the best they can be and to have an opportunity to work those international tournaments. We certainly encourage that and hope that they get those opportunities.
And lately, you turn on an NHL game and you're likely to find a WHL official who has graduated, now working big time.
John, we've actually had quite a bit of success over the years with officials graduating onto the National Hockey League. Right now, about one-third of the officials in the National Hockey League have come from the Western Hockey League. And just in recent years, last year we had 2 referees and a linesman go. Trevor Hansen and Trent Kinnor were referees. Kyle Murchison as a linesman got signed to the National Hockey League. Just a couple years before that was Graham Skilliter. Just before that was Kyle Raymond. So, there's been some pretty good success with the officials recently moving on to the National Hockey League.
Now, the WHL has also announced another officiating development camp here coming up in June. What's this all about, Kevin?
Well, we participate in a variety of camps throughout the year, whether it's in conjunction with our partners in the National Hockey League or Hockey Canada or the branches or USA Hockey. But this is a camp that we put on our own. It's we're having it this year from June 6th to 9th in Calgary. It's going to be at Father David Bauer Arena in Calgary, right at our home office for the Western Hockey League. And what we do is we open it up to application. From those applications, we select the officials who will be attending. And really, it's a good opportunity for development for the officials that attend. And from a league perspective, it's a real good opportunity to evaluate the officials that are there. And certainly, it helps with our recruitment process. The camp is really good for them. It's good exposure. We have a tremendous staff there to assist with the program and help with their development. We've got some NHL officials who are actually alumni of the Western League who attend every year. We have our own staff, Kevin Acheson, our assistant director of officiating, as well as some of our supervisors are in attendance as well. So when they attend the camp, they get expert instruction. And again, like I said, it's just a real good opportunity for us to evaluate potential talent to come into the league.
Kevin, we appreciate your insight on this topic. Thanks for your time here on WHL This Week.
Thanks, John.
Man, that's the show. Want to say thanks to our guest, Ty Ratty in Portland, Mike Williamson in Calgary, and Director of Officiating, Kevin Minch. I'm John Keane. Enjoy the conference finals.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.